Good evening, Star Wars fans. This is Nerd11 reporting in. I know normally on Wednesday I cover comic books, and I had talked about that I was going to be doing I was going to be doing a comic book that actually wasn't part of the that wasn't done by Marvel, but it's actually technically the first canon Star Wars comic to come out after the Disney acquisition. However, I'm going to postpone that to probably tomorrow, because there's something that is kind of going on in my life, but it also affects the Star Wars fandom. Last week on Instagram, Star Wars put out on their account a happy birthday note to Kelly Marie Tran, the actress who portrayed Rose, Tico, in The Last Jedi. And unfortunately, this, along with some other things that have happened recently within our fandom, brought up about the uglier side of our fandom. There were a lot of negative comments on there. Some were directed at Kelly Marie Tran herself. Some were directed towards Star Wars. Some were directed towards just the character of Rose. And something that should have been uplifting, a happy birthday greeting to another human being, other people took it as their chance to slam not only the movie franchise and post their feelings about this part of the new trilogy, but some people took it too far. And for me, I mean, this isn't the only time that this has happened. Obviously, this has happened in other fandoms, but a lot of people are now taking this as their opportunity because The Last Jedi is such a hot button topic, to really push their agenda of, unfortunately, it's kind of a hateful agenda. And for me, that kind of hits close to home. As some of you know, I have children of my own. I do have a daughter and a son. And unfortunately, I found out today that there was an incident that happened at my children's school, in which a fellow classmate of my daughter's was received some hateful words delivered to her locker. Now I know that this is not an uncommon thing to happen nowadays, unfortunately. I'm sure it went on when I was in school. But the school that my children attend is a smaller private school. I by no means am, wealthy. It is by the generosity of others that my children are able to attend this school. But it is a smaller school. And one tends to think that they would be secure, in a bubble almost, from things that would normally happen, in larger, public school settings at a type of school that my children go to. Similar to the way that I feel within the bubble of Star Wars, that some of the, it's a place to go and get away from, some of the uglier aspects of everyday life. But unfortunately, in both places, the real world and other people's hurtful words are now being interjected. And I'm sorry if I'm really stumbling and struggling with my words tonight, because I'm really shooting, off the cuff and speaking directly from my heart. So, living within this bubble, I know that I'm not 100% out of touch with reality. And like I said, sometimes you forget, you kind of lull yourself into a false sense of security being within that bubble, whether it's with your fandom or with something in your real life. But then when real life issues come into play and kind of burst that bubble, they kind of hit you a little bit harder. So for me, seeing the things that have been happening recently revolving around The Last Jedi, ever since it was released. And some can even say that, you know, this was, there was rumblings of this all the way back when The Force Awakens came out. And a lot of people talking about that Disney is pushing being a social justice warrior and pushing diversity, and, you know, they're just making women more predominant in roles because that's just the thing to do. Now, for me, I kind of look back at the original trilogy, and yes, I do see that there is, in the first movie, nothing but a bunch of Caucasians running around. You don't see a wide variety of even species within the first movie. You get it within Chalmers Cantina, and that's about it. All the other faces that you see are very white. Even going into Empire Strikes Back, you don't see, once again, you don't see a variety of individuals. All the rebels that we see on the base running around on Hoth are all Caucasians. The first black character that we actually get in Star Wars is Lando Calrissian, which happened in Empire Strikes Back, in the second movie of the entire franchise. We get our first diverse cast member. Now, who's to say that there weren't, faces of different colors behind the masks inside Stormtrooper armor? We just never saw the helmets come off. Yes, obviously, all the people in positions of power were men. They were males, and they were white. So yes, there still was not full diversity there. But then when we go to continue on, we go into The Return of the Jedi. And from the very beginning, yes, there are different shapes, sizes, species, races, genders, all running around within the Rebel Alliance. Now, once again, we don't see it on the side of the Imperials. I think that was more of a political statement by George Lucas as well. But at the same time, we see a more diverse, wider cast of characters. Now, once again, major characters. Yes, Lando Calrissian is the only person of color that is a major character. But then when we move into the prequel trilogies, we start seeing, we start seeing other diverse and other colors and other species that are popping up. Mace Windu, played wonderfully by Samuel L. Jackson, is one of the most powerful Jedi in the entire galaxy. Is the one who faces off against the Emperor right before Yoda does. So this isn't a new trend within Star Wars. There's always been growing diversity within Star Wars. And I think it's time for us to finally come to grips with that within the fandom overall. Now, I know I'm not speaking to the majority here. I'm speaking to the minority that is having issues. So to that overly vocalized minority that is out there in our fandom who's spreading hate and putting it out there into the universe, I beg you, stop. Just stop. What's one of the things that we're always told as kids by our parents? And I know I certainly have said it to my own kids. And I know it was said to me by my parents, and I'm sure their parents said it to them and their parents before them, is if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. Keep it to yourself. There's no reason to fill this world with negativity. Star Wars is supposed to be, in any film out there, any fandom, is supposed to be a place for us to go to get away from the harsh realities of real life. It's a way to escape. And when you bring your hatred in to that safe place to escape, you're not showing that you're powerful. You're actually showing that you're weak, because you're preying on something that is supposed to be a good thing, especially on somebody's birthday, for crying out loud. Yeah, you can have your opinions about Rose's character within the story, and you may think that she's horrible. You may compare her to Jar Jar, which, you know what? Jar Jar served his purpose too. I'm not saying that any of these movies are absolute 100% masterpieces and that they need to be held in the highest regard and win all the awards. I'm not. I'm not saying that Kelly Marie Tran's performance was the absolute best performance ever. I'm not saying anyone's performance in any of these movies was ever the 100 best, performances ever. But you know what? Her story did move me. Her character arc did move me. If you want to say that she destroyed the character arc of Finn, I don't see how you can. Because, yes, Finn, who thought that he was going to go and just die to save the rebellion, even if he had flown into that battering ram, he would not have saved the rebellion. He would not have saved the resistance. Because they even said, no one is returning the call. So all he would have done is delayed the inevitability of, the First Order of just blasting away that door or finding another way in. So him sacrificing himself would have been almost pointless, and that would have completely killed his own arc. His arc wasn't to, betray the First Order and attack them and hurt the First Order by sacrificing himself. No, his character arc was learning to actually stand for something. He finally has found a reason to stand for, and that is not just his friend Rey, not just because somebody loves him. It's because he now realizes that from the get-go, he has always been scum in the eyes of the First Order, and now he gets to rebel against them. That's his character arc. He's not done growing. We get to get to see more of him now in a third episode. It would have been the same if he had died there. It would have been the exact same as if Han Solo had gotten killed in Empire Strikes Back. It would have been the exact same thing. So Rose sacrificing herself to save him. Now, she's not dead, but she didn't know that she wasn't going to be the one to get killed. But because she loved him, she tried to save him. So in that selfless act that that Rose performed, she actually encapsulated perfectly what we all need to take away from what's happening in reality. That, by getting the way to make the hateful, hurtful comments that are coming out from this minority group. And from this small section of our fandom, is we're not going to win against them by killing what we hate, but by saving what we love. So, like Rose, what we need to do is instead of attacking and throwing more fuel onto the fire of the hatred that these small group is, just filling into our fandom, we need to just turn around and say, "Great, that's your opinion, but you know what? I love the movie. I love the character. I love the actress. I think everything was not perfect, but it wasn't horrible." And to me, that's one of the things that we need to learn as a species. We are just horrible to each other. We are inhumane. We are not kind. And it needs to stop. Not just within the Star Wars fandom, but that would be a good place to start. But as a whole, I know that this has just been me monologuing, just kind of getting my feelings out. I know that I only get a few people who actually listen to my station, and I appreciate those of you who have stuck around, despite my erratic recording sessions, and that sometimes I will go off on tangents and things like that. I'm sure that there will be people who unfollow me because of this rant, and I apologize for ranting. But like I said, this is something that hit close to home, and then just everything that has been coming out lately, and a lot of the hatred that has been spewing, I wanted to put some more positivity back out there, and I just wanted to say my piece on it. So, I beg you, if you are part of the majority, who support these films and support the individuals who have given their talents and their time to create these works of art for us, send them a positive message. Tell them what you enjoyed. And to those of you who are in the small group who are trying to spread the hate within our fandom and within the universe as a whole, stop. Just stop. Because now your words are going to fall on deaf ears. And I realize that, like I said, I have a small group who listen to me. But if what I've said, if any part of what I've said has rung true with you, or you think somebody would like to hear this, go ahead and share this with a friend. If you don't want to hear my words on and my thoughts on Star Wars anymore, so be it. May the Force be with you. So, to those of us who are out there still fighting the good fight, I say Godspeed, Rebels. This is Nerd 11, signing out.